Activia offers a range of yogurts which are a delicious way to look after your gut health. From the fruit range with carefully selected ingredients to no added sugar and 0% fat offering, as well as a cereals range, there's an Activia for everyone. Made with a unique blend of 5 ferments, creating an irresistibly creamy texture, each pot of Activia is a source of calcium, making it the perfect addition to your daily routine. Activia helps support a healthy gut. Your gut is where it all begins.
The annual Easy Living Furniture Roadshow Sale ends this Sunday. This is your last chance to save big, as absolutely everything is reduced across sofas, dining, bedroom and accessories. We've got everything you need to create the perfect living space with affordable prices and unbeatable quality. And with interest-free finance available, now really is the time to visit your local Easy Living Furniture store. Don't miss out. Find your local store online at easylivingfurniture.ie.
You're listening to Real Health with me, Carl Henry, in association with Activia. Activia offers a range of yogurts that help support a healthy gut. Your gut is where it all begins.
This is an Irish Independent podcast.
Welcome to Real Health with me, Carl Henry. Folks, cold therapy is incredibly popular. And today, licensed Wim Hof instructor Greg Xavier joins the podcast to share his transformative journey to stability and long-term health and wellness. We dive into how he harnessed breathing techniques and cold water therapy, overcoming a decade-long struggle and finding control with the Wim Hof method. Greg, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Carl. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm looking forward to this. I was in Loch Eyen last week swimming and it was absolutely Baltic for about 40 minutes. And
The colder the better, I would say.
I felt amazing. Yeah. Oh my God, I drove home numb but happy, to say the least.
Good.
So let's get to know you a little bit first. I know the Wim Hof method is really important as part of that journey that we talked about. But tell us a little bit about you first and foremost.
Absolutely. Well, I am 35 years old as of a couple of days ago. I am from Dublin. And as you alluded to there, for the last just over a decade, I have had quite significant mental health struggles, I'll say. And it sort of began in my late teens with depression, that kind of thing. At that time, there wasn't as much talk around mental health, particularly men's mental health, as there is now. And so I kind of, usual stuff, bottled it up, drank too much, that kind of thing. Unfortunately, it culminated when I was 21 years old in a suicide attempt. And post that, I went in the traditional method of dealing with mental health, where I spoke to family doctor, then a psychiatrist, was on antidepressants, sleeping tablets, anti-anxiety medication, all those kind of things. And that definitely worked. And I would always advocate for mainstream treatment. I'm not anti any of that. But I did find myself, I sort of had this thing in me that I could perhaps use natural things to complement, let's say, the mainstream treatment, and just improving my mood and that kind of thing. So I started to explore, let's call them alternative things. Now, Wim Hof, ironically, has become quite mainstream now. But when I came across it a couple of years ago, he was just a crazy man on the internet, let's say. And he was talking about, you know, what I initially discovered him was he used to post all this stuff on Instagram about world records. So he holds over 10 world records, all obviously to do with extreme mm-hmm. cold exposure. And it's everything from he was in an ice bath for over 3 hours, climbed to the Mount Everest death zone in just shorts and boots, nothing else. Climbed Kilimanjaro in just his shorts and his boots. Ran a marathon above the Arctic Circle. Like all these mental things.
Basically cold and naked. That's kind of the thing.
If you could sum it up, it's cold. It's like the opposite of Bikram yoga. It's like very, very cold. And so I initially discovered him on that side of things, where I just thought what he was doing was cool. But then the more that I obviously was exposed to his content, he was talking about how, first of all, he wasn't unique. Anyone had this ability. And then he started to talk about the health benefits and the internal, what was happening around that time was he was being studied by science. And there was all this talk of how he was obviously being studied as an individual. And then there was groups that he was training. And particularly on the mental health side of things, they were talking about, okay, there's great mindfulness benefits of cold water therapy. And that's kind of been known for a long time. There's physical benefits. But then he was talking one day on a podcast about how it's been scientifically proven to boost or improve serotonin levels. And I'm sure, as most people will know, I know myself, when you talk about depression and that kind of thing, it's like low serotonin. And so I found this fascinating. I thought, well, there's this thing that I can do that's accessible, you know, it doesn't involve anything invasive. I'm not taking anything that can boost my serotonin levels. So I started to look into it, you know, tried it out very basically myself with cold showers and jumping in the sea.
And was cold a thing for you in your teens or you know, was it something that you were into before?
Absolutely not. No, not at all. I mean, I'd been in the Irish Sea, you know, like jumped in, that sort of stuff. My mum's from Donegal. When you were kids, you would kind of wade in up to your shins or up to your, if you're really brave, up to your belly button, and then you'd sprint out again. And even shower, like I love the hot showers, like baths, that kind of thing. I wouldn't be going for cold. But, you know, I was convinced enough by what he said where I said, okay, I have to kind of give this a go. So it really did start out very simply with watching some YouTube videos, basic information, and then just stand in my shower, turning the knob all the way down to freezing and kind of seeing what would happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well,
the first time, what happened?
Well,
what did you get from it?
So the initial thing was like, and I you know, I run workshops and I help people through ice baths and cold exposure. You could be worried for 24 hours about a 15-second cold shower, you know, and it's like your brain, all this stuff comes in your head where it's like you're going to get hypothermia, you're going to have a heart attack, you're going to die. You know, all this stuff goes in your head. And when you think about it, like the idea of 24 hours of worry for about 15 seconds of an actual activity is wild. But I remember getting in and from what I had seen from him, he recommends if you're new to it, you can be having your morning shower, let's say normal hot, wash your hair, do whatever you have to do. Turn it down to cold for about 15 seconds, but knowing that you can turn it back to hot or step out if you need to. So the key is you're always in control. You're not being forced into anything. But I remember like even just the act of turning the temperature down was, my brain was going insane. And then as soon as the cold hits your head, starts to hit your neck and your shoulders, you go into full panic mode because you're like, what am I doing? This is crazy. And again, all those things come in of like, you need to get out. You're going to make yourself sick. And I just sort of waited it out for, maybe I got 11 seconds out of it. Maybe I won't even say I got the 15. Turned it back to hot. And then, you know, within about a minute or two, I was fine, you know? And then I thought, oh, okay. So it's interesting, even just from a mental aspect of, my brain was telling me that this was the worst thing in the world. And one thing that I always say about cold water, it's, everyone talks nowadays about mindfulness. Submerging yourself in an ice bath or the ocean or a shower, it's almost like forced mindfulness, because put yourself in that scenario and try and think of anything other than the present moment. Like, you can't worry about anything else when you're in that. And it's very much a physical reaction to it. But I noticed afterwards that not only was I okay, I didn't die, but I kind of felt a bit of a boost. You know, I felt like I'd done something and it switched on my physiology, let's say, in a way that hadn't been done in a long time. And so I just, it wasn't like a one and done thing. I started to do it continuously. I felt the benefits. And then after a couple of weeks, I happened to stumble upon a thing that Wim Hof was doing, a winter expedition. And he still
does. I've seen videos of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And that's the thing is, you know, bear in mind, like in 2016, 2017, the demand for them now is huge. But you probably nearly had to pay people back then to go into the mountains of the Czech Republic in peak winter at, you know, minus 10 degrees and spend most of your time naked outdoors. So I signed up to that knowing it was coming. I was doing the, you know, jumping in the ocean, doing the cold water showers, that kind of thing. I told my mum I was going on a yoga retreat because I figured if I told her exactly what I was doing.
They'd worry, Irish mammy.
Exactly, yep. Yeah. So I went out on that, and I can only describe that week as completely transformational in my life. And I can give you the details of some of the stuff we did, but the point I'd like to get across, the key takeaway was, for the first time in almost 10 years, it felt like I had a strong influence or control over my mental state. So for a long time, I felt like I was just at the mercy of, I would wake up having a bad day or something minor would happen that would set off my brain on a negative loop. And I was just, whatever way that went, I was along for the ride. But this kind of taught me that through breathing exercise and through cold water, I could put a stop to that, and I could actually catch myself if things were getting bad and sort of then start to change the direction of that.
Okay, so it gave you a sense of control.
Absolutely,
really.
Absolutely, yeah, that was it. Now, I can tell you a little bit about what went down that week.
Oh, you're teasing the listeners now?
Yeah.
Go on, tell us.
I mean, I could talk for hours about it, but I mean, it starts off very simply where everyone's coming at it from a different angle. You know, some people, there was guys there who were free divers and they just want to know about the breathing.
Yep.
There was guys there who were ex-military or they used to do mixed martial arts or some brand of martial arts and they wanted the adrenaline rush that they missed from their previous activities. And so, you know, you start off very simply where I remember the first morning we arrived, I arrived quite late at night, walked into this B&B in the middle of the mountains in Poland. Wim Hof was standing on a table. He was wearing deer's antlers on his head and a poncho, playing a guitar, singing. And then he just stopped singing and he just screamed out like, "I am enlightened," and everyone cheered and clapped. And I mean, it was the weirdest thing
ever.
You
can understand people listening in thinking this is a very strange conversation. All sounds a bit mad.
It was mental. It was absolutely mental.
And there is a bit of that to it, along with the science. And trust me, I get that. That there is science to cold water therapy, which is great, which I'll admit the breathing in a minute in terms of that component to it, that sense of control over your body and your thoughts. There's a bit of banter to it too, though, and a bit of...
There absolutely is. And I mean, when you... Like, ironically, Wim Hof was in Dublin yesterday on a summit, you know, giving a talk. But he... If you listen to him, he is pure spirituality. And like some people use the phrase woo-woo, let's say. You know, he's out there. Yeah. He is out there. But the staff in the Wim Hof organization... So his story is interesting. He had four kids under the age of eight. And his wife... He was living in Amsterdam. His wife had severe mental health issues. And she actually threw herself out the window of their apartment block. And she committed suicide. And so he had to deal with... a wife who committed suicide and four young children. And the way that he dealt with it was he started to get into the canals and lakes in Amsterdam. And he discovered this whole kind of, the cold gives him a mental break, even if it was just for 10 minutes in a day, and gives him a chance to reset and move on from that. And so he talks about it, he will use phrases like the cold call to me and Mother Nature is the teacher and this kind of thing. But his kids all work in the organization. And what's interesting is when he goes off on, say, a woo-woo tangent, they'll sort of, like, I used to joke, they're like his handlers. So he will say something really out there and they'll say, what Wim is trying to say is that we have research that proves A, B, C, and D.
Okay, so they'll bring it back. They'll science it.
Exactly, make it more digestible, let's say, to the person. But you are right. It's a really interesting balance of he's a really out there spiritual guy. But the fact now that they have the science to back it up is part of the reason it's become mainstream now, is that it's not a sort of wild theory that's, you know, this can... you know, do this, this, and this for you. It's like, here's the science that proves this does this for you.
And the cold is one aspect of it. So that's, kind of, you know, whether it's in the water or in a shower or a bath or a plunge or whatever. But the breathing is another crucial component to it too,
exactly.
In terms of giving yourself that control over the temperature and the experience, isn't it?
It is. And that's something that obviously nowadays with social media, people come across guys in ice baths or, you know, girls jumping in the sea. And so people view it as everything's about the cold. But actually the Wim Hof method has three pillars. You have the breathing exercises, the mindset, and then the cold. And they're all linked. So the breathing exercises, which I'll talk about now, put you in the right mindset to approach the cold, let's say. And so what's very interesting is the technique that Wim Hof has, Wim Hof breathing, it only takes about 20 minutes to do, you know, the full set of, say, four rounds of breathing. And they're nothing crazy. It's not like you can find things to do with breath work now, which is like hyperventilation. They make you lightheaded. It's just very simply like deep control breaths. And, you know, you breathe 22,000 times a day. So people don't realize that. You're breathing all the time. But the issue is, particularly as adults, to do with, let's say, our posture or, you know, we have tightness in certain areas. Maybe you have tension there to do with injuries, or people talk about holding trauma in your body. So when you're taking inhales, you're actually only taking in, a lot of people, about 50% of your lung capacity. And to parallel that with the idea that if ever something panics you, the first thing you do is you breathe shallow and rapidly. And so your breathing can actually tell your nervous system how to feel. So if someone was to suddenly start to panic like that, you're actually telling your nervous system something's happened. We need to get heightened, release adrenaline. We need to run or fight in this situation. But the opposite is true, that if you do slow, controlled breaths, you're telling your nervous system like, hey, we can relax here. Things are okay. And ironically, if something does panic you and you can catch yourself and take in deep belly breaths and slow exhales, you can approach problems from a much more, let's say, logical sense. And so The Wim Hof breathing exercises, what I find fascinating is they're scientifically proven to take you from fight or flight response into rest and digest. And this is where the real gold was for me, because as someone who suffered with depression and anxiety, you live your life essentially in fight or flight response. Particularly nowadays, you know, in the modern times, there's a lot of stimulus, like through online world, or tensions are high in the world. So you're in that all the time. But it's not that you should spend all your time in rest and digest. There's actually, it's of benefit to you to have sometimes, you know, adrenaline spikes and things that up your heart rate and whatnot. But the issue nowadays is that people spend almost all their time in the fight or flight response. And so to give people this tool that, you know, breathing is free. Anyone can do it. In fact, you're already doing it since the day you were born. The idea that a very simple way of just slowing down your breathing, and for anyone who's listening and wants to know how to do that, if you even do it through your nose, you can't hyperventilate through your nose. So deep breathing in through your nose, do that for a minute, 10 deep breaths will actually tell your nervous system, okay, we can actually, even if it takes you from a 9 out of 10 to a 6 out of 10, you're approaching things from a much calmer, more logical place.
And is that what it brings to you on a life perspective? Like, we've looked at the concept of the Wim Hof, you know, the breathing, the cold, and to relate that back to day to day, people sitting in their cars listening in, stuck in traffic, or people who are just listening in, they're busy. That's what they're kind of wondering. How does that relate? How does that make a difference on his day to day and his life level?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's the thing to understand is, you know, you can look at these kind of wellness practices and think that, particularly if you see people on social media, I need to build an ice bath in my back garden. I need to go into the mountains of Wim Hof in the winter, whatever. But actually, the practical application of these on a day-to-day basis, and I know that's what I've gotten from it, is very much that the simple act of, you know, learning the breathing exercises and then learning the simple science behind slow, deep breaths can calm your nervous system. I know, for example, like myself, I teach the Wim Hof method, but I also work. I do IT-related work and other things. And work, you know, sometimes things are going fine. You get an email where this is broken, we have an emergency, whatever. It can send you into panic mode. And I'll be able to, and that's natural, you know, when something happens. But for me personally, to know then that I can influence my nervous system and say, okay, there is something that's happened here, but I can calm myself down. And then from the calm place, I can make logical decisions to say, well, this is the best way to solve it or approach it. And, you know, managing your mental health, let's say, it's an ongoing thing. It's not a one and done, like, you know, you do a week long retreat and suddenly your mental health is perfect. So the idea that a simple breathing activity or exercise, or like you said, if someone's in traffic and they're stressed, they're going to be late for work or whatever, if they just focus on the breathing, slow things down a bit, like I said, they can just downregulate their nervous system, and that will impact their everyday life.
So for you, it's the confidence to know that when things do spiral out of control, you can bring it back to a better place by
exactly
breathing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's obviously, as I said, the Wim Hof method is the breathing, the mindset, the cold, all those things. But I think the breathing gets lost in it, because people obviously, you know, see, and it's cool to say, like, I was in the ocean for 3 minutes today, or I sat in an ice bath for 5 minutes. And there's so many physiological benefits to cold exposure and mental health benefits as well. But I know myself, you know, my everyday life and most people's everyday life is spent, you know, doing, you know, you have work, you have family life, you're at home, but you're always breathing. You're always, if you're not breathing, you're dead basically, you know? So the idea that just training yourself with simple breathing exercises can transform your life, I think, is really powerful for people to know.
And what's the training time frame for to get trained up as an instructor like you are?
So it is a year-long process, and I find it very interesting, and I admire the Wim Hof organization that they understand that there's a real safety element to it, mm-hmm. and they vet you quite heavily before you go in. So I know that when I qualified in 2018, there was only 200 people in the world who were licensed to do it. And in Ireland, there was myself, there's one guy called Neil who was the first guy in Ireland. And then when I qualified, a lady called Michelle who's out in the west of Ireland.
Oh, I know. We've had them both on the podcast.
Have you really? Well,
yeah, Michelle runs Cliffs of Moher Retreat.
That's exactly who it is. Yeah, oh, you've completed the set, so well done.
We've all three.
So yeah, we all know each other. We all talk to each other. But yeah, at that time now, it's probably up, let's say now, to about 400, maybe 500 people worldwide. But it's
but it takes time.
It takes time. And I will say, you know, I mentioned that in 2017, I went on an expedition with Wim Hof that culminated in a three-hour-long hike up a mountain, Mount Snezka. And When we got off the bus, it was -7. When we got to the summit, it was -13. I was just in swimming shorts, hiking boots. And for some reason, I wore a woolly hat. I think it was a psychological thing.
The heat goes out of your head, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I think
sea swimmers with the woolly hat on. It keeps a little bit of heat. That helps.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's what really sold me on it. And so the following year, I applied to be the instructor. But the week that I had to spend the final challenge, I had to go up that mountain again. And I won't give too much of those details because it's very much always be prepared, wait and see for anyone who may become an instructor. But they took it to the next level that week. I mean, it was like, they really pushed you so far beyond your limits in terms of, you know, at one stage, I can tell you, we were in there was a river with a waterfall and the water was about 1 degree and the air temperature was about 6 degrees. The water was about 1 degree, the air temperature was -6 degrees, right? So the air was actually colder than the water. And we were doing this activity where we would get in the water for, say, a minute or two, freezing cold, step out into the air, not allowed to dry yourself off, just through the power of the mind and breathing, calm yourself down. Then you get back into the water and you come back into the air and you do this over and over. And that honestly was like the psychological warfare that was going on, because you're coming up against this thing of, well, everything I've learned, everything I've been through, I know that I can overcome this scenario. But then your brain is in panic mode, is telling you you're going to die, you're going to get hypothermia and stuff. So that was next level.
And it's part of it, the confidence that you're doing things you never thought you could do with regards to the cold and the breathing and managing to do things you're surprised that you can. And that you bring that back then to real life.
Yes.
And that confidence comes into work. It comes into relationships. It comes into mental health. That you said, okay, I can do that. I didn't think I could. I can do it.
Yes.
It's like you know, for some people, the challenge may be different. It might be a 5K. It might be losing weight, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's that confidence that comes from surprising yourself that you can do something you didn't think you could.
Absolutely.
And the benefit of that then spirals out into all the other aspects of your life as well.
Yeah, and that's actually a great point. So I remember the first year I went on an expedition, and then the following year when I was doing the instructor training, I was in a safe environment, pushed so far beyond what I thought I was capable of. And I distinctly remember afterwards thinking, well, in what other areas of my life now am I mentally holding myself back? And, you know, let's say I do a workshop with people, or I do something one-on-one with someone to do with the Wim Hof method. That barrier is different for everyone. So some people, for example, you know, just the idea of getting in up to their waist in an ice bath is terrifying. And again, in their brain, it's like, if I get into the cold water, it could be like, I'll die. You know, that's it. And so when you take them in a safe environment, you do the breathing exercises, you calm down their mind, they come out of it afterwards going like, not only do they have the physical sensations of feeling invigorated and charged and everything, but the mental side of, I was 100% convinced I could not do this, and yet I've done it. And once you break through that mental barrier, you know, which is different for everyone, you'll never be the same in all areas of your life.
It's been fascinating getting to catch up. It's been really interesting. Really, really interesting.
Thank you very much.
And it is. I think we've looked at a lot of different bases, from, you know, your own mental health through to the cold, the breathing, but also the impact of that on your life and how that it can help to transform your life by giving you the confidence to tackle stuff that you didn't think you could do, which is what a lot of it comes back to. Mm-hmm. If people want to get in touch with you, where can they find you?
Well, you can find me, the best way is on Instagram. It's at Greg Xavier, Xavier. And I do, you know, intermittent workshops in Dublin, talking to a couple of people about doing them outside of Dublin, so around Ireland. And, you know, if you are interested, you find me there, just shoot me a message. Any questions, we can go at it then.
Amazing. Fantastic. Folks, that is it for another episode of Real Health with me, Carl Henry. Get into the cold this week. Try a little bit of it and make sure you breathe. Very important. We will see you next week for more Real Health. As ever, you know where we are, at Carl Henry PT on Instagram, realhealth@independent.ie. And we'll see you next week. Slán go fóill.